This is Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Vav. Apologies for the lateness of today's Daf and the lack of video. But we pick it up on the bottom of Nun Hei Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of this din of Rav Chisda. And just to remind ourselves, this goes back to yesterday on Nun Hei Amid Aleph, in which Rav Chisda taught us that the days of Mitzayra are able to be counted. On the bottom of Nun Hei Amid Aleph, Rav Chisda taught us five lines from the bottom that Loishanu Elo Benaziris Mu'etes, Avol Benaziris Me'uruba Mislak Nami Salik Lay. That says Rav Zira that when you have a Naziris Me'uruba, the days of Tzaras and the days of the Tiglachas can be counted towards the Nizirus. So that is where we're going to pick up with today. Today we're really going to deal with two kashas on Rav Chisda. So Masiv Rami Bar Chama kasha number one. We begin with two lines on the bottom, Nun Hei Amid Beis, Rami Bar Chama. Nazir Shayatamei Bisafik Umuchlat Bisafik. So now we have a Nazir that he's not sure if he's Tamei Meis, and he's not sure if he is a Mitzayra. Now this is going to cause a serious headache. Just to remind ourselves, a Nazir and a Mitzayra both have a din of Tiglachas. They have to shave their hair of their body. But in reality, there are two dinim of Tiglachas any time that a Nazir becomes a Mitzayra, has Saras, really comes to clash with each other. Let's just speak this out. This is a point that we've had many times, but we have to make sure that we have this extra clear to understand what's about to happen. A Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. That's one of the pretenses, one of the basic dinim of Nazirus. Excellent. A Mitzayra has to cut his hair when his Saras ends. The only way for a Mitzayra to get rid of his Saras is to shave his body once and then to shave the body again. Two different dinim of Tiglachas. So normally, if a Nazir contracts Saras, then finally the Kohen Paskin said he's good to go. What happens? The Nazir has no problem. The Nazir goes and shaves his head, and shaves his body. A Nazir is not allowed to shave. The answer to that question is, the din of the Mitzayra shaving overrides the din of Nazir not being able to shave. That is a din in a normal Nazir and a normal Mitzayra. But in our case, we have a very unique situation. You have a Nazir that is not sure if he has Saras, as well as he's not sure if he's Tamei Meis. Because he's not sure if he has Saras, is he going to be allowed to shave to get rid of his Saras? No, it's a Safik. So the Safik can't be done during the days of Nazirus. So the basic idea of what's going to have to happen is he's going to have to wait until the days of Nazirus should theoretically end. Once the days of Nazirus should theoretically end, now he's allowed to shave. But the problem is, we don't necessarily know whether he was actually a Nazir or not. And now he has to shave a second time for Mitzayra. And now after the second shaving of Mitzayra 30 days later, we're still not sure whether he fulfilled his days of Nazirus. Why? Because he might have been Tamei. So now he has to go and he has to wait another 30 days to take care of his potential Nazir Tamei. Now we're at day number 90. Now he's going to have to wait another 30 days because maybe now is the first time he became Tar and then have his Nazir Tar. So because this guy is not sure if A, he has Saras, and if B, he has a Toma of Tamei Meis, he's in serious hot water. Again, let's just speak this out one more time. The fact that he is a Nazir is, I don't want to say a Halbatzara, but the fact that he's a Nazir, he has to deal with. Now, he doesn't know if he has Saras. But the only way to conclude his Nazirus is if he first concludes his Mitzayra, his Saras. But he can't conclude his Saras because he's not allowed to shave. Why is he not allowed to shave? Because he's a Nazir. So now he has to wait out all eventual possibilities. So again, the first 30 days he waits. Now is the first time that maybe his Nazir ended. So now he can shave time number one of Mitzayra. He waits another 30 days, and now he can shave time number two of Mitzayra. Excellent. So now he took care of his Mitzayra obligations the first 60 days. But now the question is, we don't know if he was Tamei Meis. If he was Tamei Meis, now it means he never fulfilled his Nazirus, because he was a Nazir Tamei. So now he has to wait another 30 days and shave for the Nazirus of Tamei. And then the final 30 days will finally allow him to shave for Nazir Tahar. So what's going to happen is, he's going to need 120 days to get out of the whole story. So on the top of Nanvav Amralf, and if anyone is wondering what in the world this has to do with Rav Chista, hold on for a moment. Says the Gemara on the top of Nanvav Amralf, Eichel Bekachim Nachar Shishim Yoim. After 60 days, he's allowed to eat kachim. Because after 60 days, he got rid of his mitzayra, his saras, as we spoke about, for the double tiglachas, 30 days and 30 days. V'shayseyayin, then he could be drink wine. After 120 days, meaning that's when he'll be able to get rid of his niziros, case number one. V'tani Allah, we learned on this three lines down the Vamun Aleph. Ba'amed varim amurim b'niziros. But when it's in the zeros of a year, so now what happens? Very simply, instead of everything being 30 days like in the zeros mu'etes, if there's an zeros meruba of a year, so then he has to wait a full year before the first shaving. Why? Because maybe he was a nazir. He's not allowed to shave while he's a nazir. So only after year number one can he take care of the din of tiglachas of shaving of a mitzayra. Then he waits another whole year, and then he takes care of the second din of tiglachas of mitzayra. Then he waits another whole year, and he takes care of nizirus of his potential nizirus tamei, being tamei meis. And then finally, after the fourth year, is when he becomes completely tar and he can drink wine again. So now is the kasha on Rav Chista. According to Rav Chista, that by Nazirus Meruba, what did Rav Chista hold? He held that the din, that the days of Mitzayra could, yes, help to count towards his days of Nazirus. So then those first 2 years in which he's awaiting the Tiglachas for Mitzayra, according to Rav Chista, should count for his nazirus. So tiskelei b'shalosh shanim u'shloshim yoim. Therefore, it's true you have to wait a year for the suffix tamei meis. But after 3 years and 30 days, you should not need that last year for your nazir tahar. Why not? Because you could fulfill your din of nazir while you're waiting for your din of mitzayra. Kasha of the Gemara on Rav Chista. V'oid masiv Ravashi. Kasha number 2, 10 lines down, first word line is yoim. Ask Ravashi further. Says the Braisa, in the Elyimei Toma. Says the Braisa, from the Pesukim I only know that the days are Toma. Shein Adolam and Aminyan do not count towards the days of the zeros, the days of Tamei Meis. Mechaluta Minayin, how do we know the days of his saras? So says the rice of it din huitzakalvachoimer. You may toma megalech or maybe carbon for the tmei meis. When a nazir becomes tummy to a corpse, what's the din? You have to shave and you have to bring carbonize. If you remember, we had this already. And the days of the comparison between Nazir and Mitzayra, and the days of Chalutai, of confinement of the Tzaras, as well, you shave and bring a carbon. So because the two dinim are similar, just like the days of Toma, do not count of the Tomei Maze of the corpse of the dead body. So kasha number 2 on Rav Chista is that the Braisa says explicitly that Yemei Chalutai, the days of the Tzaras, the days of the confinement, are Ein Oilin Loi Min HaMinyin, does not differentiate whether it is a Nazirus Mu'etis or Nazirus Meruba. It's Ein Oilin Loi Min HaMinyin. Says the Gemara, Loi. This is answering up kasha number 2 from the Braisa. Imamir b'meitu masal shkim mevatel b'enes hakoyin min. When it comes to the days of Toma, it's mevatel yon nazirus. Tamir b'chalutu shen mevatel b'enes hakoyin min. So the two cannot be equated to each other. So says the Gemara, you're right. You can't use a mamotzinu. So amre kal v'chaymer. Now the fine nuance of difference in mamotzinu and kal v'chaymer is, of course, a bit difficult. It says the Gemara lesson on a similar limud via kal v'chaymer hu. Uman nazir bekever shesayru yroi l'tiglachas. And yet, naziros ein oilin lo min aminin. When we have a nazir, again, it's just bring back memories. A nazir who became a nazir in a beis hakvarois, which of course is somewhat of an impossibility, because the nazir is not allowed to become tameh, and he's standing in an area of tama. He's standing in the beis hakvarois, and he accepts upon himself nazirus. So says the Gemara, Uman nazir bekaver. If a nazir is in a beis hakvarois, shesayro is royal tiglachas nazirois. That even though he is theoretically able to shave his head. Why is he theoretically able to shave his head? Because yesterday was a nothing. He's a regular person. He was a regular Joe. Then he went into basic virus, became Tommy. And now he accepts Naziris. So therefore, Sayyidah's royal Tiglach Naziris. Yet, in Eilin Loi Min Aminyan, the days in which he is Tameh, due to the fact that he's in a basic Vara, he's a cemetery, do not count for him. Yimecholutai, the days of Sarash, Ein Tzayu Roi L'Tiglachas Nezirus. In those days, his hair is not fit for Tiglachas Nezirus. The reason is because he has to first take care of the Tzaras, the Mitzayra, Loi Kol Shekein. Certainly, the days should not count. Vainly, Elo Yimecholutai. I only know the days that he's confined. Yimei Sfira Minayin. How do we know Yimei Sfira, the days that he's counting for Saras Vidinu? And I can tell you a logical argument as we turn over to Nunvav Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you a nice Svara. Top of Nunvav Amid Beis. Ma Yimei Chalutai Ta'un Tiglachas. When a mitzayra is confined, he needs there's a din of tiglachas af yimei sifrei. So too, when he counts for saras, umay yimei chalutai in olam minamin af yimei sifrei. So says the Gemara, no, yachol I would think af yimei yiskirai kain. Even the days that he's locked up, when the kain says that he is, excuse me, heskero is the earlier stage before he's actually muchlat. Before we decide that he has saras, when the kohen is not sure if this saras is mitame, so they lock him up and he has to wait. So af yimei, so I would think even yimei skira kain, but then now he's saying a cholot mitame mishkav u'mayshav. Son who's a definite mitzayra, he's mitame both by sitting and by lying down. Vimei skira, even when someone is waiting, the psak and his saras mitame mishkav u'mayshav is the same din. So mamad tole mechaluto shein oydun loy min aminyin af yimei skira shein oydun loy min aminyin, which is the same thing. So says the Gemara, Amri Loi. Don't compare the two. Why? Because if Amri me chaluta, ishkin chaluta itan tiglachas, who may be carbon. Lefikoch ein oilin loi. Maybe the reason is by a chaluta, by a mitzayra that was determined to be a mitzayra. Maybe the reason is he has to bring carbonos. But Tamer me askero, when someone is just awaiting to see if his saras is indeed saras, she ain't on tiglachas, ain't a may be carbon. Lefikoch may be oilin minyan. So mikan amru. Says the Braisa, here's the punchline. Yimei Sfira, Safrai, Yimei Gamrai, Ein, Oilin, Loi, Min, Amin, Yin. Days of counting, and the days that he's a confirmed Mitzayra, do not count for him. Aval, Yimei Hazav, Vehazava, Vehezkira, Yishal Mitzayra, Hare, Oilin, Loi. Those days do count for him. So that's a very, very long Braisa. Based on this Braisa, says the Gemara, now we can ask the kasha on Rav Chista that we've been building to. So says the Gemara, about 15 lines down, the first one line is Veskeiroi, Kotani Mios. What do we see? That what do the Braisa say? Loyim Amri Mei Tomash, Kin Mevatal Bemes Akoinmin, Taimer Mei Chalutai. Should we not say the same thing by Mei Chalutai? So Bimai. What was the case of this braisa that needed this kal v'chaymer? It can't be a case of nazirus mu'atas because it's a din that you need to have at least a gidol sar, at least 30 days of hair growth in order to conclude the nazirus. And in such a scenario, there would never be a tzad to say. So therefore, it can't be talking about a nazirus mu'atas. Alav nazirus meruba. Alma And the Gemara says, Shema Mina, which is actually over here a form of, we'll call it Akasha, Tiyofta, says the Gemara, that indeed we see that in all situations that the days, Alma Lohi Salkin Lei, we see that the days do not count, not like Rav Chista wanted to say. And the Gemara concludes with Akasha on Rav Chista. Although it's late, let's begin the Mishnah. Amar Rav Elazar. We're halfway down Nunvav Mabes. Amar Rav Eliezer, excuse me, Mishem Rav Yeshua. Kol Toma Mina Misha Nazar Mikaleh Oleo. Chayovin Aleo Albiaz Mikdosh. Any Toma, Tomei Meis, Toma of a dead body, that a Nazar has to shave his head for, he is Chayiv if he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh in such a state of Toma. Any Tomei Meis that another would not shave his head on it, which we're going to have to see what exactly it's referring to. Or I should say better, we've seen back on Daf Nun Daled that the cases of Tsaras, for example, or Zav, or Zava, which are cases that if a Nazir touches them, the Nazir becomes Tameh. However, the Nazir does not have to shave for them. So in those scenarios, ein chayavin alel bias mikdash, no obligation, no issue, no, you're not chayav, I should say, to go into the base of mikdash in that state. Amar Rav Meir lo teizu kala min hasheretz. Says Rav Meir, nope, nothing's doing. Just like someone were to touch a sheretz, he's not allowed to go into the base of mikdash. So too, any form of tuma, even a form of Toma that a Nazir would not necessarily have to be due to Glachas over, for example, Zav Zava or Mitzayra, still you cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash with such a form of Toma. Says the Gemara, Rav Eliezer, Mishem Rav Yeshua, Gamar La, Rav Eliezer, did he hear this directly? The Mishnah start off, Amar Rav Eliezer, Mishem Rav Yeshua. Ask the Gemara, did Rav Eliezer hear this directly from Rav Yeshua? How could that be? From Yeshua Rav Yeshua Bar Mamol Gamar La. But it really, he learned it from Yeshua Bar Mamol. Yeshua Bar Mamol. How do we know that? Titania, we have a price. Oh, Rav Elazar, Kishlachti Ladars Le Ardaskyo. When I went to a place called Ardaskyo, Matazi Yeshua Ben Potar Roish. Shayo Yoshe Vidal Livneir Ameir. He was in front of a mayor Balacha. Called him Amin Amisha Nozmikalech Alel Chevelam Misham Bias Mikdosh. And he said this din. And he told him Amin Amis. That a Nazir is obligated on, has the same din, that he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Lohi, Sir Amir responds, Al Teizu Kala Min HaSheret, just like Rav Meir in the Mishnah said, that no, just like a Sheret, you're obligated, so do any form of Tumah. So Amar Tilohi, Sir Rav Eliezer, says, Yeshua Ben Petar Roish, Klamat Abaki, Rav Yeshua Bar Mamol. Are you familiar? Are you a Baki in the Alachas of Yeshua Bar Mamol? So Yeshua Bar Petar Roish responded, Amar Lei, hey, Kach Amar Li Rav Yeshua Bar Mamol. This is indeed that which I heard from Yeshua Bar Mamol, Misham Rav Yeshua. That called Tomo Min Amesha, Nazim Mikalech, Lechayav La Misham Biyaz Mikdash. Called Tomo Min Amesha, Nazim Mikalech, Aleo, Eir Chayav La Misham Biyaz Mikdash. So this is a din. Asks the Gemara in our Mishnah, it's a name game. Our Mishnah said this din over in the name of Rav Yeshua straight. But ask the Gemara, one second, Rav Eliezer seems to have heard this from Yeshua ben Potar, who said it over in the name of Rav Yeshua bar Gamal. So answers the Gemara, four lines on the white lines, Havi Misham, Rav Yeshua bar Gamal, Gamar La. So you're right, it's really Rav Yeshua bar Gamal, and it's not that he heard it from Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. So Amru, they said, Shema Amino, you know we learn from here. Call Shema Itza. Dimit Amra Bebei Tolasa. Any Shema Itza, any halacha that's said over in the presence of three or more people. Kadmoyu Basroi Amrinon. Mitziyoi Loi Amrinon. That if there's a three-line progression who said over a din, we attribute it to the first and third, the Kadmoyu Basroi, but the middle person gets lost in translation. And that's the reason why when Rebbe wrote over our Mishnah, he explains the Rosh. He said this din in the name Rav Eliezer, the name of Rav Yishua ben Chananya, Rav Yishua Stam is Rav Yishua ben Chananya, and he left out Rav Yishua bar Mamol, who was the Emsai, he was the middle one. Says the Gemara, another example of this, a bit of a random example, just to prove that whenever we have three names, we say first and third, not the middle. Amar Rav Nachbar Yitzhak, Avana Nami Tanina. With this we conclude. We also learned this in a Mishnah, the first white line, Amar Nachum Halablar. Nachon the Lablar says, "Kachem leKablani meRav Miyaisha sheKibul meAbba." I accepted the following din from Rav Miyaisha, who heard it from his father, sheKibel min Azugo sheKablu min Aviim, who heard it from the Zugois, a pair of Talmidim, who is probably referring to different explanations. Potentially, this referring to, but it's the generations during the Bayis Sheni, during the second Beis Hamikdash. Shekiblum and Anavim, they accept from the Anavim, Halach Alamoshe Misinai, that what? Bezairea, Sheves, Vachardel, Beshnaim, Vishleisha Mekamais. So when Plel plants Sheves and Chardel, dill and mustard, in two and three places, Shenesin Pea Mikol Echad Ve'echad, he has to give Pea the corner of the field from each and every type, the dill and the mustard, Ve'ilur of Yeshua, Ve'kalev, Laika Chashiv. But Yeshua and Kalev, who were the people that heard it from Moshe before the VM, he did not list. So we see that when we have a three-line progression, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Kalev, then the Nevi'im, he only said over Moshe and the Nevi'im, leaving out the middle level. Shema Minas, that's a raya, similar to in our Mishnah. Then Yeshua, when Eliezer says his name, says his din, in the name of Yeshua, which is of Yeshua min Chananya, it is indeed something that he heard from Yeshua bar Mamol. You just don't list the middle person. Pick it up from the Mishnah in the next year, B'siyata D'Shemayah.